This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Sunday, December 23rd. God's word to you today is dwelling place. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 84, verses 1 and 2, and it says, "How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of heaven's armies. I long, yes, I faint with longing to enter into the courts of the Lord. With my whole being, body and soul, I will shout joyfully to the living God." Guidance from the word will take you to the town. Matthew 2:6 says, "But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Yet it is guidance from his habitation that will take you to the house. It is so important that you have to get this. If all you have is guidance from the word, you are going to get to the town Bethlehem. But locating the house will be a challenge. But it's guidance from God's habitation that will lead you to the exact street and the exact house. It is so important for us to desire and crave for guidance from God's habitation, because guidance from God's habitation is precise. It takes you to the exact house. It takes you to the exact location. And you can apply this to every area of your life. In your business or in your career, you will need guidance from the word, and you will need guidance from his habitation. Concerning getting married and staying married, you will need to get guidance from God's word and guidance from his habitation. While the word will tell you not to be unequally yoked, it is his habitation that will tell you who he or she is. Until you know the town where the man or the woman is and who he or she is, you cannot go around checking everyone out. You will give yourself a bad reputation. So when you have gotten guidance from the word, you need guidance from his habitation. I know that by now some folks are wondering, why do I need guidance from the word when I can get guidance from his habitation? After all, the guidance from his habitation appears to be more precise. So why do I need guidance from the word? The truth is, and we see in the story also, with guidance from his habitation, sometimes he withdraws it deliberately. We all go through seasons in God where it is as though God hides himself. However, it is important to note that God has not told us to choose one. God has led us to use all. You need the word of God, and you need God's habitation. Let us pray. Lord, I will meditate on your word, and I will abound in your dwelling place. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.